In the end of Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah speaks about the special karbanas that were brought at Har Sinai for the purpose of Gerus. The din is that whenever a non-Jew converts to become Jewish, we have to follow the procedure that took place at Maimon Har Sinai. So they all had first and foremost Kabbalos on mitzvahs. They all said Nasa v'Nishma. The Ger has to be prepared to commit himself to observe all the mitzvahs. Not that he's going to say, I'm going to try. I think I can keep Shabbos for the first 4 months, then I'll see. No, it has to be. No, some of the Rabbanim think that maybe that's Kabbalah Samitz. They have to say, Nasa v'Nishma. He has to say, I'm prepared to commit myself. He's not prepared to commit for the rest of his life. So don't become a Ger. First, you have to have the Kabbalah Samitz. Then, if it's a man, you have to have a Bris Milah. Then, if it's a man or a woman, you have to have Tefillah and a Mikvah. And then, you have to bring a Korban. How do you have a ger bizman hazeh? There's no beis hamikdash. So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk b'chiyogritchem ger ledor esechem. If you have a ger throughout any of the generations, and the Torah speaks of a generation where there won't be a beis hamikdash, v'hashim Moshe es mikdash echem. And nonetheless, the pasuk says b'chiyogritchem ger ledor esechem. So that's how the Gemara learns that the hakrovas hakorban is not miyakev. Even al pipashtus bizman she beis hamikdash hayakayim. The Akravas HaKorban was not Miyakev. The Gemara increases on the Aftasa Manal, quotes a Tosefta, that Kozman the Ger didn't bring the Korban, he's not allowed to eat Shlomim, he's not allowed to eat Korbanos. He's a full Ger with respect to all other mitzvahs, except for one din. We wouldn't permit him to eat Korbanos. So all of the Gerim who convert today, if they live so long, we should be zeicher to see Binyan Beis Hamikdash tomorrow. If they'll build a Beis Hamikdash tomorrow, all of the Gerim who converted who are still alive will have to bring Korbanos. They'll have to bring the Korban HaGer. So one of the dinim of Geris is that a Ger Shen is Gaya Kekot Nishanel Adomi. He's no longer related to his previous relatives. And in our Torah, if a brother and a sister convert, biblically they're allowed to marry each other. It's only forbidden mid the Rabbanim, because it doesn't look nice at all. But Minatora, they're not related anymore. On the occasion of Maimon Har Sinai, this was the national Geris for all of Klal Yisrael, so the Maharal Prague writes, that Geris and his guy, Kukot and Shinoli, did not apply. It didn't apply on that occasion. It only applies on all the other conversions. Huh? Yeah, how do we know that it didn't apply on the occasion of Maimon Har Sinai? So the Maharal Prague quotes the Pasuk in Bamidbar, that Moshe Rabbeinu hears the people Beichat L'mishpachosav. What does it mean? Alifke Mishpachas, the Gemara says, on the first daf in Rablez and the Mila. They were crying, that, oi, what did the Rabbi Shalom give us such difficult dinim? Then when I marry aunts, all these relatives, it was easier when we were non-Jews. So they were complaining about their relatives. So the Marami Prague asked, but if Gershon has got Kukot and Shanel Adami, they're not related, and the Issa, the Rabbana wasn't introduced until way later, until the period of the Baisheni. So what is there to complain about? So obviously the din of Gerish and his God, Kot and Shinola Dami, did not apply with respect to the Gerish and Maimon Har Sinai. Some disagree with the Maharal Prague. There are some Meach disagrees. I remember on one occasion Rabbi Breuer was talking to us. So he was an old man. So he died at the age of 98. So he says, a new Sefer came out. Did you see the new Sefer? The Meshech Chochma. The Sefer came out before I was born. But he was an old man, I guess. He must have been 50 years old, 60 years old when the Sefer came out. So he says, a new Sefer came out recently, Meshech Chochma, and he says, God should forgive Rameh Simcha for writing such a ridiculous thing. He says that on the occasion of Maimon Har Sinai, Gershon has got caught in Shana L'Domi. Everyone was allowed to marry their sister against the Maharal Miprah. So Rabbi Breuer said, how can you say that? So we lost our Yichas, we're not B'nai Shel Avraham Yitzchak and Yankev anymore. We say Lekeinu Lekei Avraham Lekei Avraham Lekei Yitzchak Lekei Yankev. We're Yachsonim. So if you say Kukot and Shinola Dom, we say we're not related anymore. So most assume, like the Maharal Miprague said, most people don't read the Maharal Miprague. They read the in the Hagdomah to the Shev Shmaitza on the first page. He quotes that Maharal Miprague. That's how people know. But it's in his commentary on Chumash on the Gur Aryeh. The Maharal Miprague has many many swarms. So one of the swarms is a commentary on Pirush Rashi al Hatur. So this is the Gurari on that pasuk, Boicha L'mishpachosav. So the question is why? Why didn't Kekot and Shinol Adami apply Manishtan? So the Maharal gives some kind of a Kabbalistic answer. It's complicated. It's very unclear. He says, a normal ger has to be Megar Beratzen, has to agree to convert. On the occasion of Maimon Har Sinai, he was a ger is Bal Korchom. The Gemara says, Vayisyatzvu B'tachtis Ahor, Baruch Shalom picked up the Har Sinai, and he threatened, we better accept the Torah, or he's going to crush us to death. So he says, whenever you have a Geris Bal Korcho, Kekot and Shinola Dabin, does not apply. It's very questionable why not. So people break their heads to try to understand what he's talking about. Others give other explanations. So Rav Soloveitchik gave the following explanation. It's unclear that Chasam Sofer in his Chidushim on Maseches Avodah Zarah raises the question, such an important principle, Gershon is God, Kekot and Shenol Adami, where did the rabbis figure this out from the Chumash? Where does it say it in the Chumash? So he has a suggestion, he says, that's not a valid, from Gezla Ger, and Yishgal says, that's not a valid source. So what taka, where is the source in the Chumash? How did they know such an einfall? Rav Soloveitchik said, it's based on the pasuk that says, En Kiddushin Tofsin, between a Jew and a Goy. If a Goyish man gives a ring to a Jewish girl, says, Hariat Ishti, or a Jewish man gives a ring to a non-Jewish woman, says, Hariat Ishti, so we learn off in the Psukim, En Kiddushin Tofsin. The Tosis writes in Gittin, En Kiddushin Tofsin, and not just Kiddushin. It means he can't have any Yachas Kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew. So let's say you have a brother and a sister. So one day one is Megayer, and a week later the other one is Megayer. So the first one was Megayer, so that person is Jewish, and the brother or the sister is not Jewish. So at that time you can't have any kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew. Then when the second one converts a week later, so all of a sudden they become brother and sister at the age of 45. Either you're brother and sister when you're born, or you're not brother and sister at all. So Absolutely, thought that is the mocker. The mocker that Gershon is Gar Kekot and Shonol Adami is based on the psukim that En Kiddushin Tofsin between a Yisrael and a Nochris, and between a Yisraelis and a Nochri, because the idea is, Taisus and Gittin explains, you can't have any Yachas Kurva between a Jew and a non-Jew. So whenever two people are Mizgayer, a brother and a sister, a father and a daughter, whatever, so the first one is Mizgayer, is Jewish, the second one is still a non-Jew, so the Kurva is lost. So here on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, they brought one set of karbonas for everybody. It was one big national geris for the whole Jewish nation. So all of them originally were non-Jews, and they had uncles, aunts, cousins, brothers, sisters, and so on. Then there was one, each one had to go to mikvah on their own. But the geris was al-pidin, considered one big act of geris, v'haraya, that they only had to bring one set of karbonas for the whole Klal Yisrael. So since it was one geris, so, and before the geris they were related, and there wasn't a moment in time that some were Jewish, some were non-Jewish. So the Pashto says, that's why Kekot and Shenol Adami didn't apply to the geris of Har Sinai.